Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. An Arcata firefighter is being commended for his life-saving efforts aboard a Humboldt State University research vessel. Fire Chief Desmond Cowan said the firefighter, Anthony Benalicia, coordinated emergency treatment of a patient on the vessel off the coast of Trinidad. In a ceremony at the fire station, the chief said Benalicia was on board the research vessel Coral Sea when someone suffered a seizure. For 2 hours, he coordinated life-saving measures until a Coast Guard helicopter arrived. Chief Cowan said Benalicia exhibited outstanding personal performance. Fortuna police are investigating a Jeep that burned down. Details from Dan Squire.
Fortuna police are investigating a case of suspected arson that destroyed a 2007 Jeep SUV late Tuesday night. The vehicle was parked in the 3100 block of School Street in Fortuna, and two subjects were seen fleeing the scene on foot after the fire was started. Several witnesses called 911 to report the fire, and the Jeep was parked near an apartment complex. Fortuna police believe that a large amount of fuel had been poured in and around the vehicle before the fire was intentionally set. Fortuna Public Works was on hand as well to protect Mill Creek from the runoff from the incident. Anyone with information is asked to contact Fortuna Police. For KINS News, I'm Dan Squire.
California Highway Patrol officers arrested 44-year-old Shannon Stone of Manila on Sunday morning after responding to reports that a man was pointing a rifle at passing motorists on Highway 255. When officers reached the scene, they observed Stone walking alongside the roadway, pointing the weapon, which turned out to be a plastic replica of an assault rifle, at various objects, and he was ordered to drop the gun and put his hands in the air. Stone was arrested and booked into the Humboldt County Jail for resisting arrest and brandishing an imitation firearm in a threatening manner, among others. In Crescent City, they know what it's like to be in the eye of the storm. That's why state and federal officials are offering classes on how to prepare for civil disaster. They're offering free training this week at the Crescent Fire Protection District. The training includes how to distribute emergency materials in the wake of a flood, tsunami, earthquake, or other. In case of disaster, federal emergency agencies will be providing materials, but it will be up to local communities to develop methods of distributing the help, pods or points of disaster. The training, the first of which is Thursday morning at 9, will be for the volunteers who help distribute emergency supplies. Gasky has already had such training for its volunteers, and that training is free. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The election is over, and McKinleyville residents decided to keep 5th District Supervisor Ryan Sundberg in office. Now that Sundberg has retained his seat, he plans to focus on improving McKinleyville's services and infrastructure. One challenge facing the unincorporated community is funding, as Sundberg explained during an appearance on Talk Shop.
The McKinleyville generates more taxes than what we get, for sure. It's like how L.A. generates taxes and shifts it to the more rural counties, even including us. And it's kind of the same way, you know. So Willow Creek or Hoopa or Orleans is going, and you know, Oreck is going to benefit from McKinleyville. And it's just, you know, we're all one county, so it's kind of the way it is.
Sundberg went on to describe his plans to expand the Department of Health and Human Services into McKinleyville.
One of the things we're working on for DHHS is a regional center in McKinleyville that would be a combination of the McKinleyville Family Resource Center and DHHS, and it would be, you know, so people in McKinleyville don't have to drive all the way to Eureka to get services.
Sundberg added that McKinleyville residents will have access to a brand new fire station, which is expected to be finished by the end of the year. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.